So that was the news. It's 9:04. We're kicking off the Brandog Unleashed Morning Show with a couple special guests. A little bit of a late start because of the PFA. I'm joined here by the honored guests who are going to be here tonight for the Battle of the Keys, Mr. Tyson Leslie and Stephen Dakin. Dakin, correct?
That's it.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
We're good.
Doing good.
Good. I know the journey over here is a story of in itself. How was that? It's a very remote place.
Yeah. It was very long, a lot of flights, and but we're here. We made it, and we're ready to go.
Indeed.
Have you ever heard of it before or any?
No, I thought it was just a character from Dora the Explorer, and I was like looking for all the other guys, and they're not here, so we're good, man.
I mean, I remember it mentioned briefly in the very first Top Gun movie.
Yeah.
Right, it was like, right. Yeah, I think there was a line where they said, you're going to be flying cargo planes out of Diego Garcia. That's but I didn't look it. When I knew we were coming here, I looked it up, and I was like, wow, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's middle of the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
It's a very unique place. So have you guys gotten out on the island, have seen anything? It's a very unique island.
No, we literally just got up, and we're here. Yeah. So we're going to get to see the island.
As much as we've seen so far. Coffee, that's the first thing
we got. Yeah, that's what we got.
Awesome. So I researched you guys a little bit. You, Mr. Dakin, have a career going back all the way to the 90s. So
yeah.
You've been playing for almost... What is that?
We're not going to talk about my age. I've been a professional musician since 1990. I went on the road right out of, I basically dropped out of college because I got offered a job on the road. And so, yeah, I've been.
Dropout.
All over the place. Yeah, I'm a dropout. I'm a college dropout.
Me too.
So what got you guys kind of into music, obviously?
me personally, it was always kind of a weird calling. It was just something I always took to. I really liked it. I remember my very first, it was like I was at a school assembly, and I remember a guy standing up playing a trumpet solo. And to me, that's actually my main instrument, oddly enough. I haven't played trumpet in a while, but I was like, I want to play that instrument. And within a year, I was already sitting first chair in the band because I was already like a year behind everybody. But I just kind of took – it was just something that kind of really took off to me. And then I was always singing in high school, and that's kind of how I migrated to piano a little bit because I obviously wanted to be able to sing and play. So that piano was the natural movement for me. And that's at least my kind of story about it.
Mr. Leslie?
Oh, man. I just like girls a lot, and I thought that would work. It doesn't work all the time, but sometimes it does. Just depends on the day, I guess. No, I actually was like obsessed with like classical music, Mozart, and from the movie Amadeus when I was a kid. I would come home after school, watch that literally this long movie every night after I would finish my homework. And then I discovered Motley Crue, and that changed everything. It was just bands like, you know, with the big hair and all that. And so I won a contest playing Mozart in a talent contest in Greeley, Colorado. I got $100 from it and went and bought my first guitar and taught myself everything else after that. And just started playing in bands in high school and playing in clubs. Kind of like Steve, where, we'd go into a club and we play a show, but they wouldn't let you in until right before it was time for you to go on, and then kick you out as soon as you're done because you're not old enough to be in there. So you'd watch, you'd listen to the headlining band outside, Sad Panda, being like, I want to be in there watching, but you can't because you're not allowed to. So you're just hanging out outside, like, shivering, going, Cinderella sounds great out here.
With a glass cup up to the...
Yeah, pretty much.
So from Amadeus to Motley Crue and to also Slipknot, I read you played with Slipknot.
I didn't play with Slipknot, but I did play with the singer of Slipknot. Mm. So I played with Corey Taylor in 2009 and 2010.
How was that?
At the time, he was trying to do what he's doing right now, which is a solo career.
Yeah.
And basically, there was too many irons in the fire at the time. It was just like, okay, you need to pick one thing and stick to it, and let's kind of ride this out. Because he had Slipknot, he had Stone Sour, he had a book that he was putting out. This is all happening around the same time I was in the band too. And we make up this really stupid band called the Junk Beer Kidnap Band. It's literally like, hey, pick a word, chunk. You pick a word, beer. You pick a word, kidnap. Okay, that's the name of the band. That's the dumbest band name ever. But we did out and went and did a bunch of festivals. And it was funny because you know, we were not a heavy metal band at all. In fact, it was more of a hard rock. It was way more Rolling Stones than it was, you know, Slipknot or Stone Sour. And we opened up with Let's Go Crazy by Prince, and people in the audience were just like, what is happening right now? And how come the guy that usually screams a lot is singing? And it's just, it was very strange, but it was really fun. We had a great time.
Awesome. So you guys have very long careers in music, and guys also been around the world. Is there any place that sticks out in particular that you remember going around?
I mean, for me, it probably was my very first trip out of the United States, and it was like 92. I was in a 12-piece rhythm and blues band, and we did 3 weeks in Finland. Yeah. And that was the first time I had ever really left the country, and I was like, wow. I was blown away. I was like, this is cool, getting to travel, and the people were amazing. It was just, that was also my first exposure to other cultures, where first off, you know, I was the foreigner, and it was really, really cool. It was just a great experience, and it pretty much everywhere I've been, everything's been great. I haven't been to France, which is probably why I haven't ever felt like an outsider. From what I understand, that they don't really like Americans. At least that's what I've been told. But
yeah, I was gonna ask like the stereotype.
Other than that, everywhere I've been, it's been like, oh man, it's great, you know. Or I always get the typical, you know, questions about, oh, is America really like this or like that, and, you know. So you get that, but that's for me. That's pretty much it.
Mr. Leslie, do you?
Honestly, coming here has been a bit of a shock because of all the things of I basically posted on Facebook, has anybody been to Singapore and what's there to do? And everybody just started sending me like pamphlets and websites of don't do this and this is illegal and everything's illegal and blah, blah. So I left, and my wife was just like, everything that you do in a daily life is illegal, so you're going to jail at some point. And
you're gonna get
I'll probably never see you again. I was like, awesome, this is great. So like, I'm currently on my day two of nicotine withdrawal because I left all my like cigarettes and vaping stuff at home, thinking that I was, you know. So it's just that's been an interesting experience so far. So I'm trying to make it up with like, she was like, have you already eaten all three boxes of Tic Tacs in the last hour? I'm like, yes, I have. Yes, I did. And coffee, lots of coffee. But, I mean, aside from that, I think one of my most interesting experience was when I got lost in Madrid, Spain, and ended up in a brothel thinking, you know, I was like, I need to find a taxi because I was like in the middle of nowhere, and the only thing, I just followed a dark path and saw a little light way off in the distance. I was like, okay, I'll just follow the light, go back kind of the way I came from, and then I walk in and there's three naked women sitting in there in the front, and this lady has, I don't have internet or phone service, and I was like, taxi. I just typed taxi on my phone and showed it to her. She's like, oh, you need taxi? I was like, yes, I need to go back to my hotel. She's like, you want girl? I was like, girls look great. I don't have enough money for girl and taxi, so I'll just take the taxi. Thanks.
I'll take one or the other.
So that was probably my favorite international experience so far.
pretty gets pretty wild, I guess.
Well, hey, you know.
It can.
It comes with the...
What happens in Spain, apparently.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be playing dueling pianos tonight. So what does that look like? I've never been to a show.
We're
going to
throw pianos at each other until somebody dies.
Somebody dies. That's right.
It's just like Marvel, except it's only except it's pianos.
That's right.
It's way less flashy and a lot more violent.
Now, it's weird. I've personally always hated the term dueling pianos, although it's just that it's just because there's two of them. We're partners. We're working together. We're trying, like, when he's playing a song, I'm trying to support him. When I'm doing a song, he's doing the same thing. And so we're really partners. And it's it should be called sing-along, because that's really what it is. The goal is we want to be playing songs that you guys are requesting, first off. So they're songs that you know. And we want you singing. We basically want to turn that entire place into a huge karaoke bar where you're singing. You know, that's really what the goal is.
Yeah, we actually met somebody yesterday, and while we were just hanging out for hours and hours and hours and hours at this other airport, and who said that he's a guitar player. So, like, you know, I'm curious to see what happens in that regard, like if there's any musicians that are here, because I know that there are some, and they've got stuff. So bring your stuff out. Let's get to know each other.
Absolutely.
We got three shows here. If you know how to play bass or something, come up and play and jam with us. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, I would love that. Would be awesome. We would love that.
Awesome.
But the other thing is, the audience picks the songs. Yeah. So if you, so if the song, or if the show is bad, it's your fault. But if it's really good, it's also your fault. So.
Awesome. So, where have you guys been? Obviously, with American partnering with sort of the military, what kind of bases have you seen? Military bases, which have been your favorite, or anything like that?
Me, I started doing AFE tours. I guess actually it was right before the pandemic. Yeah. My very first one was I went to Gitmo.
Yeah.
And that was awesome too. That was really cool. So I've been there. I've been to Gitmo now 4 times. And from what I understand, we're the first entertainment you've had since COVID, right?
I believe so.
All right. So I've had the unique, this is like my 3rd time doing a base where I'm the first entertainment that they've had since COVID. I was the first one back to Gitmo. And I was the first one. We did a tour in October of Japan. And we actually hit pretty much every base in Japan. We were there for 3 weeks. And we started at Misawa and ended at Okinawa. And every single base that we were the first entertainment back. So it's been, I have yet to come into a base where they're just not thanking us and thank you for coming and thank you this. And man, honestly, it's my honor. It's because there's no way I could do what the men and women of you are doing. There's no way. I'm lazy and a big wimp. There's no way. So if I can bring any kind of joy to your life. I
mean, there's got a K, you know? You guys can't see him right now, but you'll see him later. He's like, you know.
Well, so I actually had, a hip replacement surgery about 3 weeks ago. Funny, because my doctor was not happy about me being on a plane for all those hours. But I was like, dude, I'm going. There's no way I'm not going. I'm going on this tour. And he was like, all right, he just promised me. He goes, promise me you're going to walk around a little bit. And that's what I've been doing. I'm actually healing up pretty decent.
Cool. Are you guys looking forward to doing anything on the island beach-wise? I know there's like the most beautiful beaches.
I don't actually know much about that part yet. I mean, we'll just kind of figure it out as we go, truthfully. Because like I said, when I didn't even know we were coming here, really. I've been lazy. I didn't read every single thing. I was like, well, all I knew is we were going to go to Singapore, and then wherever else we ended up. And I'm excited, though, because it's cool. Just coming in last night was an adventure all in itself.
Awesome. So we're going to take a quick song break. We'll be back with more of you guys. Here's Tom Petty. Hopefully you guys like it. Tom Petty with Free Fallin', 99.1 The Eagle, serving America's
Never
best.
Never heard of it.
Tom Petty with Free Fallin' on 99.1 The Eagle. And if you're just tuning in, we have some very special guests here. The headliners for the Battle of the Keys, Mr. Tyson Leslie and Mr. Stephen Dakin. And before the break, we talked about sort of where these guys have been in their long careers. I have a question. Do you guys have a favorite song to play? I know we talked about it over the break a little bit.
Yeah, for me, no, not really. It's basically kind of... It's all because it's all requested, and honestly, most of the stuff that I would like, probably most everybody would like anyway. But yeah, it's not really, because a lot of people will ask me, which is funny. It's a good question too. Do you get sick of playing certain songs?
Yeah.
I have not really reached that point, and honestly, I think when I reach that point is when I need to call it quits anyway.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's like I played Piano Man more times than Billy Joel has, but. It's not like when it comes up, I'm like, oh, the only time I'm like that is honestly is when it's within the first 3 minutes of the show. It's like, okay, you didn't put much thought into that. Come on. He wrote other songs that are cool, but I still don't mind playing Piano Man. I love it. It's a great song. It gets everybody singing. I don't mind playing it. Or like Don't Stop Believing.
Again. One thing a lot of people in audiences, I think, do is they see piano and think piano songs, but it doesn't have to be that.
Correct.
I mean, I've played Drowning Pool and Slayer and Rob Zombie on a piano. It's really silly and ridiculous, but I've done it before.
Sure.
And I've also done everything from, you know, lots of I mean, tons of pop music, Prince and Madonna and Michael Jackson, all the kind of stuff. So you don't have to just think, well, is there a piano in that song? Because there's no, it's you, what we do as musicians is we have to translate what basically an entire band's worth of material into two hands, figure out how to make that work with our voices and with our hands. So if you think about, as an audience member, a lot of times your left hand is your bass and your drums, and your right hand is kind of your guitars and keyboards and everything else, and then obviously you're singing. And so what he had, what Steve mentioned earlier as a supporting partner in that is his job and my job is to also fill out the sound with the that he's not doing. So if he's playing, you know, Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue, and he's playing the basic piano part that's in the song that you hear, my job is to do all the other stuff, the you know, the stringy stuff or something that's going to fill out and make it sound bigger and better. And that's for every song all night long.
Yeah, correct.
And now, and I'll follow up question to that one. Is there a song that you're sick of playing?
Not for me yet, no.
Not in dueling pianos as much. I play in bands in Nashville 6 nights a week. And I could never, ever play Sweet Child of Mine or Hit Me With Your Best Shot or some of these songs that I literally have to play sometimes like 15 times a week. No. Then, yeah, I'd be okay not really doing some of that stuff. But I don't do enough dueling piano shows anymore that I'm tired of stuff anymore. Like, I'm good for whatever. So.
Yeah.
And also, if that song makes you happy, then that's cool because that's our job. Yeah. You know, our job is to make you have a good time.
Yeah, the one thing that I've learned, especially, and I learned it early on, is, you know, because I got a request one night for just a song that was just a gigantic turd for the crowd. But as it turned out, it meant so much to that person. And it made me realize at a young age, I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter to me what I think. That song meant a lot to that person. And I just kind of, you know, dumped on it, and it's terrible. I don't want to do that. So I really consciously, ever since that time, I've made it a note, like, never, ever really pick on somebody's song
never.
Anymore.
Yeah, because it's not about us.
Correct. It's not.
Well, I feel like tonight's going to be very, very energetic because not a lot of people
good.
Get out here. Not a lot of people get out here, so it's wonderful to have you guys. We're going to... it's coming to the end of the show, so what can people look forward to at your guys' show? And then if you guys have anything to plug or...
Really, you can expect the unexpected, because that's really the whole thing. Because there's going to be times throughout the show you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe they just played that. Yeah. Check all your bad attitudes at the door. Come on in with a good attitude, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a blast.
Awesome. And then just listen.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said earlier, the show is completely dependent on your input. So, and even if it's a song that there are definitely songs that we consider room killers. So try to think about, you know, if everybody's having a great time and we're playing all this upbeat stuff, don't put up like, you know,
Leaving
Fast Car
on, yeah.
by friggin' Tracy Chapman. There's like this 20-minute, like, boring, slow, sad, depressing, you know. Because it's like, yeah, we can play this song, but then everybody's going to be sad. It's like, we don't want you guys to be sad. We want you to have a good time. As far as promoting stuff, I mean, we're going to be here for...
We got 3 shows in a row, and then we got another show in Singapore at the Bay Stair. Right before we leave.
And then we just go home and do what we normally do.
Yeah.
I play in a band. I tour in a band called Vixen, and we go all over the world. And but we don't come quite as far as here. So
yeah.
And then when I'm home, I'm playing usually in Nashville somewhere. So if you guys, anybody happens to be coming through Nashville at some point, and I'm pretty easy to find down
there. Yeah, we both have websites, so you can both find... I believe yours is just Tyson Leslie, correct?
Yep.
And mine is stephendakin.com, so we both have... my schedule's on my website, and...
Mine is not.
Well, I keep it... I mostly
tell people email me or text me or something.
Mostly, I just do piano bars around the country, but I do fill in... There's a rock band down in New Orleans that I am their official fill-in guy, so when one of the singers needs a break, I usually come in and I fill in for the week.
Awesome. So if you guys are listening, it's tonight at 1900 or 7 p.m. at the in the
Sure. you're making me do math this early. I think I don't know what. No, I think actually tonight we start at 8.
8:20.
Okay.
And then 20, tomorrow, right. The following days is Saturday and Sunday,
yes,
as well.
Those and those, I think, start at 7, awesome, or 19.
So before we officially end the show, do you guys have any shout outs?
No. Well, yeah, we'd like to thank, first off, AFE for bringing us out here. Also, Pro Tours Productions.
And Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy. Sandy owns, Sandy's really the reason we're here. She owns Pro Tours Productions. But AFE, man, everything I've ever done for AFE or Pro Tours, they've just treated us like gold. And thank you so much for everything.
Awesome. And you, Mr. Leslie, do you have any shout outs?
What's that?
Do you have any shout outs? Sorry.
Oh, no, pretty much the same stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, yeah, what he covered it all. It was great.
My shout-out to you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming. I'm sure tonight's going to be an awesome, epic.
Well, thanks for having us today.
Yeah, man. Awesome.
Well, for now, we're going to get straight back into music, into a song he mentioned earlier, Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar.
<Hilarious. laughs>
And the Eagle Serving, America's Best.